And we respond together with Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spreads out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, the sun to rule over the day, the moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. From John's letter in 1 John in the New Testament, we hear these words to live a life of repentance. And here are these words. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his rich mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and it is for Jesus' sake that all of your sins are forgiven. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ, and by his authority alone, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.